debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Fuck you.
Say it again.
Fuck you. Sorry, I just had to come out. I was so mad. My eardrums.
Today's going to be a very abbreviated show. I don't even know that we're live yet. Watch me. Watch me, so.
Yeah. Oh. Should we be signing these throughout the show? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just signed all mine.
Yep, but we got it done.
Jay.
Yep. Jay powered through it.
Signed through all his. We just got to get Dan.
Okay, now we're live.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And recording, so.
Oh, how those Cheez-Its. Hopefully good.
Anything said earlier is not on the tape.
Okay, thankfully.
Man, I wish I was destroying my life.
Well, I mean, when I'm still standing in there, you turn the mic's on, it's not recording.
All right, buddy. No big deal.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't give a fuck. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Bubba Love Sponge Show. And we're live on YouTube and Twitch.
Sure. Nope,
not Twitch.
Not Twitch.
I mean, live on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. At least I hope we're not on Twitch.
I'm on Facebook.
I'm on YouTubes.
I'm on both. Dual platform.
I'm on the
DP.
Tubes.
DP.
He's DPing himself.
151 on YouTube, 46 on Facebook. Woo! With a big buck kicker.
Big bucks on Facebook.
Yep. He loves those stars.
Oh, my girls. Where's my girls at?
My hot bitches.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Where my face?
Where the bitches at?
Right here.
My Facebook bitches.
I'm right here. Look at me.
Man. Anna, do you feel kind of?
Important?
Yeah.
I've changed my signature now. I like it much better.
Changed your signature.
Yeah, from like the first stack I did, they were ugly. So I changed it. Now it's much better.
So those ones are going to be rare then.
Heather Wiz checking in. What's up, Wizzy? Ashley. That's Trickney Ashley, right?
Yep, Trickney Ashley.
Hi, my little baby girl. Bethany, hi. This is going to be a very abbreviated show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a very important meeting.
Couple meetings, right?
I have two today.
Yep, that's a couple.
You know, Blitz, though.
These are heavy.
They are.
Your balls?
Did you know every one that we signed, every one we signed is sold?
That's it, fucking insane. How many were there total?
We're approaching 300 sold.
But how many came in today?
700,000.
Whatever, 96.
Came in today?
Plus 36.
One 140.
Like 150?
Yeah, 150.
And you signed all of them today?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Bubba Army Store.
Lynn Bailey, $50 Canadian cash.
Hi, Dawn.
YouTube.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. Anna passed her Muay Thai deal.
Yep. Second stripe. Yeah. It's on the Insta.
Yep.
Now, Blitz, if I play that
Karate version too.
If I play the Insta, do we get a strike?
No.
It's not a video. It's just a couple pictures.
Anna, why didn't you get a fucking...
They didn't video it. They're just like, line up. We're going to call your names out. And then there was just one guy taking pictures.
For real?
Yeah. Don't be mad.
Why didn't you have your boyfriend there? Tape him.
Blitz? Yeah. My boyfriend?
Yeah. Why didn't you have Blitz there? What was he doing?
Hold on.
Living his fucking life, no. Probably.
Hanging out at the track with Dr. Dan Diaco.
I know.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? Else would be your boyfriend.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Well, yeah. I didn't know if you were, like, referring to something else.
What?
I don't know. No, well, my boyfriend wasn't
Bubba,
there.
Pry into this closer.
I don't have any other boyfriends. I just have one.
Why would you have the same reaction? Why did you react that way? I find it a little bit...
Because, like, why would Blitz be at my... Brazilian jiu-jitsu class.
It's a ceremony.
Nobody else's spouse is hanging around.
Anybody gonna let me answer the fucking question that you asked?
Do you want to be my spouse, Blitz?
Well, everybody shut up.
Sorry.
You asked. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Can I say big buck with 1,000 stars?
Yes, you may
twinkle,
do that.
Twinkle.
Your question was.
Yeah.
Ask it again, and then I'll answer.
Hmm.
Ask the question you just did out loud, Anna.
What did I?
Why would I have Blitz there?
Why would I have Blitz there?
Because he is your boyfriend.
Okay.
One of them.
And, okay, hold on. Is he not your boyfriend?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And you are on the same show he is.
Yes.
And that show... has a little bit to do with what we do privately.
Also, yes.
And we have discussed this journey of yours ad nauseum on the air.
Correct.
And we all were rooting for you to get the second strike.
Yes, correct.
You couldn't hang out and, you know, you had to leave Bubba 199 fairly quickly. With no partying parameters, it was a dry 199 for you,
yes.
Because of this test.
Yes.
And you knew Saturday that you nailed it. You knew after
fucking
the test.
Fucking nailed it.
All right, so you knew. God, Blitz, the fucking questions are not like, if I'm a lawyer and she's on the witness, I'm fucking roasting her right now.
I know you are.
Okay. And
loving it.
And
yeah.
And you knew that you nailed it.
Nailed it.
When I saw you with your boyfriend on Sunday at the Grand Prix, you even said, I fucking nailed it.
I did.
Don Hamdorf with 5,000 stars.
Don H, my girl.
Don H, Blummel.
Muay Thai. And she, Blummel. And there is a thing called Blummel.
There is.
Okay. And you knew you nailed it on Sunday, and you knew you were going to get this award on Monday.
Yes.
And so why wouldn't you have the other half of Blummel? Your boy, the guy that you recognize as your boyfriend, there because still pictures don't do shit for me or move the needle, but him, he would have gladly have been there just for this little ceremony and videotaped it on his phone, and it would have been that much more of a better piece of content for this program. You asked, why would you have him there? I think I just gave you maybe 9 to 15 points as to why. I can't think of none of my points that don't make 1,000% sense.
No, they all make sense.
If you would have gone, Blitz, could you...
I didn't want to drag him out for like a 30-second thing.
And Blitz, honest to God, now don't... Blitz, motherfucker, I want you to be honest. I don't want you the first thing to come out of your hole, just some negative bullshit like usually. I want you to be honest.
Okay.
If she had asked you, honey, Blitz, baby, daddy, whatever she fucking calls you.
All the above.
Yeah. I know Bubba's going to want, I think it would be great piece of content to have my real thick ass 15-time black belt instructor give me my second stripe. Could you show up for just like 5 minutes and tape it for me? What would you have said?
Absolutely, honey.
Jeff Bates, 3,000 stars, star party.
I don't know if you would have said.
Calling me honey is a little weird.
I know, that's why I said it.
No, but you would have. There's not a chance. You think you like it?
I don't think I like it.
I know, it's weird.
But I don't know how to show affection.
He would have said, absolutely, I'll be there. What time?
I'd feel more comfortable.
Blitz, am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong, Blitz? Would you said, no fucking problem, I'll be there.
As long as it was like before I got really fucking high yesterday, yeah, I would have made it.
Okay, Anna, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What time approximately did this happen that you got this award?
Maybe 7:50
Blitz. Where does that fit in?
I was high as fuck, but I'm saying if she would have asked before.
Right.
Like, before at like 4 o'clock. At like 3, 4
oh, no,
o'clock.
No, 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 no. If she would have asked you Sunday while you guys are walking around all day.
Yeah, that
would have
been fine.
Hey, babe. Or Blitzy, or
I don't even call you babe. What, I think that sounds weird too. Usually I'll be like, "Hey, ho," and he's like, "What, ho?"
What, bitch?
And you're like,
"Bitch."
You think maybe you could show up at like 7:50 and take my shit, fucker? And you'd be like, "That's right, you fucking bitch. I'll be there."
Yeah, I like that much better.
Can we put the New York accent on?
So what I'm just saying, like.
Can I be honest, Bubba?
Yeah, I please.
Okay, so when I got my first stripe, there was this bitch and she was taking pictures and filming everybody. Yesterday, there was this brown belt Jones that I've never seen before, and I didn't know if he was filming or taking pictures or what he was doing, but he ended up just taking a bunch of still shots. So I had thought that he had taken a video, but he had not taken video.
Anna, you are the only person in that class that is in the media. There's no other person in that class that's on a major radio.
Well, Charlie Belcher is on in the class.
He's not in this class, though.
Yeah.
Charlie Belcher's not in my class.
Oh.
All right. So, Anna, yes. Is there any other person in this class that's a major media personality?
No.
That's globally distributed?
No.
That just signed 200 fucking signs for, that 300 people want your fucking autograph?
No.
So, just like Randy Michaels, Blitz, here's one of the best sayings of all. Act like the star you are.
Speaking of which, the ones you've done already, let me go get the ones that she's done, and you can start signing them.
So,
I just finished.
Act like the star you are.
Act like the star I are. I got it.
If you don't
Calvin for Calvin Klein, $9.99, bitch ain't one.
So, I'm not mad at you. I'm not dressing you down.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, like, it would have been so
I'll
great.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen again, Bubba. Okay. I promise. I'll make
and
sure
I'm really,
that doesn't
like, I'm really not mad at you, and I'm not like, trying to bust your balls. I'm just trying to say that he's your boyfriend, and he would have gladly been there because it's for the show.
Yeah.
And listen, Blitz, don't you directly benefit on good content?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We all do.
Blitz? Yeah, her last video I shot, and then I
paid to have it. Oh, he was there for the first one?
Hey, Anna, did you just think about maybe you just got a $100 bonus on your Instagram because you hit a threshold and shit like this moves the needle? Have you ever thought about that?
Do you want me to answer?
Yeah.
I've thought about it.
Okay.
Wait, but Bubba...
I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Well,
I did.
No. Hold on. I'm not even looking for that.
No, I did, though.
But I'm just saying,
I should have made sure that he was actually rolling tape.
But you got a guy that will do that for you.
And I just didn't want to bother him with all my bullshit.
He likes to be bothered.
Do you like to be bothered?
Yeah, but you guys weren't even dating the first time he did it. Now you guys are dating.
Okay, hold on. Are you guys not dating?
We're dating.
Okay.
We're actively dating.
Yeah. He's kind of your boyfriend. He's as much as your boyfriend as any other motherfucker. I mean, there's nobody else that would have that title at all.
No.
That we know of.
No. I have no other boyfriends but him.
Nobody would put up with your bullshit.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62.
Is he back? Is he back to Iggy? Or
no, that's a YouTube thing. He's still Caribou on Twitch.
Bit.
Hall of Famer.
That's
Hall of
fine.
Famer Caribou. And I think you forgot Hall of Famer Heather Wiz earlier.
Did she give something?
No, but she appeared. She said hi on
she
Facebook.
Appeared.
Oh, I didn't know where I was calling her out, though.
Oh, okay. You only call out bits.
Yes. Whew. I will if you want me to call out Hall of Famers in chat.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, the good news is I'll be getting probably a third stripe in 2 months.
Here we go. Here is Anna on our Instagram. Our Instagram, of course, is at everything else, which is at the Bubba Army. And this is you getting your second stripe.
That's Coach Jeff. He's awesome. No. He's like fucking so cool and awesome.
How much of a black belt is he?
Oh, he's like super black belt. He's got the red stripe and or red bar and everything to be a professor.
Is he a more of a black belt than Rob Kahn? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because at the end of the day, he's probably a Rob Kahn protege. Is he not?
I think they call Rob Kahn like their grandfather. Like,
right, but like, is he
Matt Roy was like the daddy of the gym.
So what I'm saying is, like, this guy was probably trained under Matt.
I don't know if Matt trained him.
Okay.
But
I might be seeing Rob Kahn this week.
I heard.
He might be hanging out with me a little bit. I'm trying to help him with something.
Okay. Nice.
Like a potential business kind of deal.
Oh, gotcha. Nice.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Like
he said that we did really well.
Now, Jeff, is he such a badass? Like, he could literally...
He'll destroy everyone.
Yeah.
In this room.
Like, even if Blitz didn't have two guns on him
not even a
at
question.
All times.
Not even a question.
And even though Blitz, your boyfriend, you wouldn't think that he's tough. Like, it's just
you can't compare. Yeah, this
I've
guy's a weapon.
Yeah, I've never
this
trained.
This guy's a fucking weapon.
Jason Ryback, 1,000 stars.
Fabrizi tried to get lippy one time with Rob Kahn. Fabrizi's the toughest guy I know, and Rob had him on the ground in about 1.6 seconds.
Yeah.
And said, Fabrizi, you don't want to go there, buddy. And Fabrizi goes, I'll tell you right now, when you let me up, I'm going to fucking kill you. And Rob goes, no, you're not. And he didn't.
This guy is super cool. He's like, he does jujitsu. He does a lot of like, he likes guns. He does a lot of guns. And he's like, now he wants to be a yoga instructor. So he's doing that too.
But hold on. Most guys like this, like this guy that's this accomplished and this deadly, are the chillest dudes in the world.
They're super chill.
They're the guys at a bar that'll try to defuse everything and be like, listen, man, you're a fucking pussy. You're right. I'm a pussy. I don't want any problems. And sir, you don't want, seriously, you just, let's just not go there.
You know
why? We're going there, Baldy. I'll tell you that right now. I used to play football for University of Cincinnati. Listen, buddy, because I've seen it happen with Rob.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen with Rob. Rob is like, we were in New York when I was doing at Sirius XM. And Rob's originally from New York and a huge Howard fan, and he wanted to meet Howard. And I was going to be on Howard the next morning, and so I told Rob, hey, meet me. He actually stayed. I had two beds in my hotel, and because I had to get up so early to go do Howard because we did afternoons. So Rob stayed with me so he could meet Howard the next day. We were out at some Irish bar. Me, Brent, Spice, Rob Kahn, 25.
Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
And there was this dude who was pretty big. He was pretty big. And he was like starting some shit with some other, like some other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob stepped in and said, hey, buddy, we're just, this is kind of spilling over to everybody here. And like, can you guys just chill out a little bit? He's like, hey, fuck you, buddy. And Rob's like, listen, and this guy's probably not quite the size of Ty J, but close.
Yeah.
Like, pretty big. And the guy's like, hey, fuck you, buddy. And Rob Kahn's like, listen, that's fine. We don't want any issues. You don't want any issues. Let's take it outside. Rob's like, we're not taking it outside, buddy. Oh, you pussy? You're afraid to go?
Oh,
like,
no,
I'm not a pussy. But you just, it's just, let's just chill. He fucking slapped Rob in the back of the neck like this.
Like, well, I'm not going to see you for another minute.
Yeah, but I'm just like.
All right.
Like, and man, Blitz, as a man, when somebody gives you a Jackie slap like that, you may get your ass kicked, but you can't let that go.
Right.
It was a bitch slap.
Yeah, guy.
Was there a lot of force to it, or was it more just like a disrespectful move?
More disrespectful.
Okay.
And oh my God.
Did that
God.
Unleash the wrath of hell?
Becca.
What?
Oh my
God. Oh God,
Becca.
Becca.
Okay. This motherfucker was on the ground.
Like 2.5 seconds.
In about a second.
Yep.
With Rob in a fucking, like, had his arm wrapped, had the
rear naked.
Had the guy's arm. I don't know what it was called, but he had the guy's arm, like, wrapped around, like,
a gift wrap.
A gift wrap.
Yeah.
He had the guy gift wrapped, which I don't know what it is. What is it, Anna?
Just basically where they use your arm to choke you out. It's very demoralizing.
He had the guy gift wrapped, and the guy's like, really, stop. And Rob's like, I fucking told you to stop. The guy's like, I'm stopping. And Rob got up and let him go, and the guy left.
Yeah.
But he had him gift wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not a motherfucker that was going to, I mean, like, you only got to see that one time.
Yep.
To know not to fuck with Rob Kahn.
Yep.
So this guy, I bet you, this Jeff guy, he's probably the coolest dude in the world.
Super chill.
He'll let you take it to the 16 levels past the average dude, but motherfucker, don't get gift wrapped.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, who's the next baddest person in the class?
Oh, but
does he got like an assistant? Well,
he has a guy who's a blue belt who helps. His name's Dre. He's pretty funny too. And
now
then
is he pretty tough?
Is he pretty tough? He doesn't look very tough, but a lot of these guys are like
Rob Conry,
kind of look like nerds. Yeah, you know nerdy. What I mean? They're like nerdy guys, but they're fucking assassins, right. You know, because they have the technique.
Rob Conn doesn't look like an overly like,
and neither does Jeff. And he talks about it all the time. He's like, dude, I'm short and fat and not very athletic, but he's like, keep coming to class and you learn how to do shit.
Anyway, Blitz, my biggest regret is 10 years ago, Rob Conn told me that he would meet Tyler and I at the Clem Gym twice a week for fucking, you know, jujitsu deals. And I talked to Rob 2 weeks ago, and he's like, you'd be a black belt by now.
Yeah, it takes about 10 years.
When Rob was here last time, he talked to you and said that me and you could start training with him, and then that never happened.
But, like, how badass would I be on if I was a black belt?
Badass. Pretty fucking badass.
Lummy, are you fucking taking your time and having pride in your signature?
Yes. There's a ton of them.
I know that doesn't mean that you half-ass him. You really lay him in nice.
I am.
You lay him. You lay him in nice. Have you made arrangements with Babyface?
That looks great.
With my two M's and a Y.
Let me see if I can call.
My two M's and a Y. With the L and the U.
Let me see if I can
call. That looks great.
Let me see. Oh, my God. What's this?
What?
What's wrong?
What's going on?
Are you okay?
Someone send you nudes?
No. But somebody just sent this picture. There's a semi in the 352 area code, and it's called Extreme Construction Services. And they got a badass pink Bubba Army logo on the side of their semi. And they're just a friend of mine just saw this driving down 275. Can you see it, Blitz?
Yeah.
People will see it here on the camera in a minute.
Well,
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We're seeing it now.
Look at that. That's on the side of a sleeper cab.
Nice.
Fucking badass. We probably need to make those stickers again. I'm going to call up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yes, of course. All right, let me call up...
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dr. Dan, did he have surgery today?
I think today is a surgery day, isn't
it? Yeah, he's usually in the OR.
Do you think he's in OR right now?
He might be, because I was talking to Jennifer about a schedule yesterday, so I kind of know. I'm trying to get Botox on my face.
Your fat face?
My fat face.
Hey, that's not nice. Don't talk about my girlfriend like that.
Shut up.
All right, let me see. I had it momentarily. I was going to call Dan and say, Dan.
Babyface said he can swing by in a little bit.
Did you tell him there's like 600 of them to sign?
Then all I need is Dan on the top.
Yep.
And maybe I can get Dan here tomorrow morning.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, your boyfriend.
Hey, what's up?
You know who the, I mean, I know you got several boyfriends. You know who, which one this would potentially be?
It's Bobo, what's up?
Yeah.
And hey, you're on the air,
and you're
way.
On the air, by the way. Now,
oh, what's up?
Tomorrow morning, do you go right to surgery or do you go right to the office on Wednesdays?
Usually surgery.
All right. Is there any way that you could maybe leave 30 minutes early and swing by the studios, because our signs came in and they're all sold and we need the golden signature?
Okay.
Like, you know, like if surgery starts at a certain time, maybe if you could give yourself like a few extra minutes.
Tomorrow's surgery book.
What's that?
He's asking.
Oh. I'm just looking at tomorrow's surgery book just to make sure. Yeah, no problem. I'll come to you on the way in.
Okay. Promise.
Promise.
All right, we got your gold pins ready to go, and I'll have Lummy handle them so that you literally sit down, sign them, and Lummy takes them, puts another one in front of you, like, you know, like a fucking total rock star. Okay.
Okay. Assembly line, no problem.
Yeah, which goes. But there's your brother signed all of them, all of his today, so we just need yours to get these out.
Okay, no problem.
Are you looking? You looking at the lips right now, Muffy?
No.
These lips are really end up being a big fucking high spot. They almost got to stay now because everybody's going to go and say, I got to see the lips.
No, and Steve said he loves them.
I know. It's become a point of attraction.
Yeah, Jay said he liked them, and Pity said they were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Pity is the ultimate in fashion.
Be nice, okay, buddy?
I'm going to be
nice. Tell my favorite Jennifer.
But, yeah, I'll take care of that for you. No problem.
Tell my favorite Jennifer I said hi.
I will, absolutely.
Bye,
thanks,
buddy.
Dan.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys.
Bye.
So, Lummy, it looks like after tomorrow, the Merch Crick can get every one of these out.
Woo!
Because they'll be done. Babyface will get them. He'll put his on today. There's quite a bit of them.
Well, I just told him there's like 160, and he said.
You're bringing in another stack for Anna.
Are you
what?
Kidding
I'm
me?
Not done? Oh, shit.
And the thing about it is every one of these are... this is by far the best selling thing since like the Sirius XM days.
That's fucking amazing.
Like, I don't know what...
You said you've already had 300 sold?
I think we're approaching 300.
Lummy, can I have that Sharpie bag that I gave you that I like so much?
Yeah. Dr. Dan, Lummy, you're going to have to handle him.
Holy
okay.
Shit.
When he comes in.
Oh, and Lummy needs these when I'm done. Okay.
Yeah. We're pretty fucking popular. Just saying.
Sure are. Goddamn.
I mean, Anna, you never been on a show where you had to, like, you know, people really wanted your stupid fucking autograph?
No. Never.
In fact, you so don't know how to autograph that you changed your autograph halfway between your autographs.
Yeah. It was so bad.
What,
I was like,
what other show have you been on where you had to sign a Bubba Army metal sign?
Well, no. But what other show have you been on where they could sell, first of all, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What other show have you been on that they had their own brand and logo?
Zero shows.
Thank you.
Can I have that other Sharpie?
And what other show has fans that are so rabid that they want a logo?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero shows.
But the one thing we don't get credit for is tell me of any other show that really has an icon. I mean, this logo's been around since what? 96, 97?
Who designed it?
Actually.
Yeah.
I have to give credit where credit is due.
Uh-oh.
Mike Oliveira. the old promotion guy for 98 Rock had it done. Some guy did it for him.
And he presented it to you, and you're like, that's badass.
I'm like, it's badass. So as much as I hate him, and as much as I hope he gets fucking fired for all the corporate cocks, fucking lies and dicks that he sucked, and how he needs to be his head permanently removed from Calta's ass when he knows who, at the end of the day. Blitz, you know how fuck, I mean, I know you never want to throw me a bone, and you're always Johnny say it like it is with a negative fucking kicker, but you know what I did for Mike Oliveira.
I do.
I do as well.
And that's never mentioned now. When he took you aside on it and said there's one name that never should ever fucking be uttered in this building.
That was before my first day of work. Right. That was my orientation.
Bubba the Love Sponge. He didn't say the same guy that got me hired from iHeart to Cox and paid me $2,000 a month for 2 years to subsidize my income. Because he seemed to omit that part. Because Cox didn't have the budget to hire me.
No, I didn't get that part.
I wanted 80, and they offered me 55, and so Bubba filled in the 24.
No, I didn't get that.
Paid him $24,000 for over 2 years so that he could work at Cox. He didn't put that part in there, does he?
No, I didn't get that part.
You fucking stupid ass.
Oh, but he designed your little your thing, your brand.
Perhaps. Don't try to, you know, butter me up.
Well, you said technically a fan did, and then he brought it to you.
I think a fan came up with it, which, Blitz, if I'm that fan, I'm mad as fuck. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he got shit. Mm-hmm. I think he may have got livestock tickets and maybe backstage.
And when you say that, you mean that's the font and the three chevrons?
Oh, that, yeah, the logo that I have.
Okay.
I don't think it's Blitz. I don't think we've variated that logo at all.
I don't think so.
I mean, you know.
Don't fuck with it, yeah.
No, don't fuck with it.
Mm-mm.
And, I mean, the thing about it is you could literally see a Bubba Army sticker in California, Oregon, Wisconsin, Washington, Montana. If you see a Bubba Army sticker or a logo on a car or whatever, take a picture of it and send it to our Instagram. Be funny how, you know, the different, I wonder if we could get one for every state.
That'd be cool.
Back in the day, we could.
Bah.
Every time I go out somewhere with a Bubba Army shirt, like even to like, I was at Lowe's the other day, some guy came up to me and was like, hey, Bubba Army.
Yeah, there's Grand
Prix, we got stopped a couple times because of that shirt.
Home Depot.
Yeah, we got stopped by about four or five people.
I didn't even wear Bubba Army at.
Oh.
I will tell you this, though, a story. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know how we all got kicked out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was just a matter of time. I got first kicked out, but then Blitz, you were able to bamboozle for about another 15 minutes past me.
Yeah, I mean, I knew we were going to get kicked out, but I was like, well, whatever, we'll stay. I was hoping to at least see one pit stop.
In that little time period of after the national anthem and before drivers start their engines, I was with the merch crick and we were in the, you know, Colton Herta box right there. Fucking boom. I was
where we met you.
Yeah. And so the merch, I'm like, man, I'm fucking dying of thirst. And she's like, I'll go get us something to drink. I go, great. Because you know I ain't going. I go, I'll be right here. I'm not moving. Hurry up, though, because I want you to see, you know, I want you to see the gentleman start your engine shit. Like, I'll be right back. Well, they get ready to, you know, they start kicking people out. This one fucking ginger bitch walks up to me and she goes, you got a cow. I go, I got media passes. And she goes, it doesn't matter. You have to have the yellow deal. I go, what do you mean the yellow deal? She goes, yellow deal. That's, you know, when
the race day, whatever.
Race day, Willie. I go, I don't have a yellow deal. She's like, well, that's why you got to get out. I go, where do I get the yellow deal? She goes, back at
media.
I go, at the steakhouse? And she goes, I don't know where it's at. I go, it's at a steakhouse. And she's like, yeah. I'm just like, oh, fuck. So I have to walk out. Well, the merch crick, in that interim, they closed the, you know, the way she came.
Yeah, for us too.
Right. So this, she goes, she's like, hey, I got to go see my boyfriend. That's what she says. And he goes, well, who's your... Stop.
Yeah.
Please. Everybody stop. Don't pile the fuck on. You're going to get in trouble.
I didn't say anything, Bubba.
Including her.
I didn't say anything.
She's going to get... Erica, you're in trouble. Why am I in trouble, Daddy? Because Blitz and Anna put me in an uncomfortable situation today, you fucking bitch.
I got your back, Bubba.
All right, so she...
Yeah, Lummi's never heard her say
so
it.
She tells the guy, hey, I got to get in there to get my guy.
Yeah, my daddy's in there.
My daddy's in there. And she goes, well, so I swear to God, the guy goes, who's your daddy? And she goes, Bubba the Love Sponge. And he goes, Bubba who? And she goes, Bubba the Love Sponge. She goes, you know what? I'll escort you to him because like he kind of put me over.
Right.
He was like, you know, big pam pam. You're like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, those
and he came and got me. He's like, hey, Bubba, you know, you guys.
He knew who
leave.
You were.
Those yeah, same people.
Absolutely, he knew who
tried,
I was.
Tried to stop us. And she's like, you can't go in there. You can't go in there. I said, well, yeah, we're media. She goes, I don't care. That pass is not good enough. You need a race day pass. She goes, they're going to kick you out. I was like, well, we'll find out. And I just walked right past her. I'm like, this is what you're here to stop us. And if you're not going to stop us, then I'm going to keep going. So I said, come on, Otto, let's go.
So we just went. We just busted
just,
her
we
out.
Just walked right past her.
But then we had the fat, fucking overaged Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
He was Johnny Dick Boy to me. Because I already had one run-in with him earlier
right,
that day.
And he was cool to me. But
I'll tell you this, Blitz, next year, we will have every fucking credential known to man. Because I'm going to get Kate Davis through Indy with a fucking Levi kicker. And then...
Right.
Herta's handlers with the promoter Jones. I'm going to have four fucking dogs in this race.
Do you think I might be able to get a pass?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Lummy needs to be the best part of this.
I'm just asking.
Lummy, absolutely, sure. But you're going to be my cameraman.
Okay. No problem.
Did we tell the story?
And bodyguard.
Got it.
Anna, did we tell the story on the air about going through security?
No. Oh, shit. I forgot about that. But I almost went to prison. I failed to mention that during the show. I almost went to jail.
What?
Almost went to fucking jail.
For real?
Yeah. You want to know why? Ask me why.
I will in a minute. Lummy, I got to get an estimate on mud flaps. I think mud flaps would fly off the fucking shelves.
I
just
do
like,
a
I
lot
mean,
of people ask for them.
And you got someone now that'll actually pack them and ship them right.
Right. So, Lummy, I got to get an estimate on those,
I wasn't actually blaming
too.
You, Lummy.
Oh.
Anna, what happened?
No, say, why'd you almost go to prison?
Anna, why'd you almost go to prison?
Because I'm a bad bitch and a goddamn Jew.
By the way, that's a...
Say it again.
That's a Grandma Madge. That's a Jewish individual saying that.
Yeah.
That's a shit. She said she's a Jew.
I'm a Jew.
So...
Ain't a bad bitch.
What happened?
Well, I saw...
Lummy, sign that with pride, Lummy.
Yeah, with pride, Lummy.
Well, I'm signing super pride. I even put
two M's. Make sure you put two M's.
Two M's.
So, Anna, you're there. You and your boyfriend. You.
Me
and
the BF.
And my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my boyfriend. Sounds weird, but okay.
I like it.
I like it too, but it sounds fucking weird. Anyways, me and my mans.
There you go. My man.
Yeah.
Chris motherfucking P.
He escorts me back to my.
Does she ever call you Chris?
I'm trying to.
All right.
He escorts me back to the car where I proceed to eat my.
Yeah, this
yogis.
Was when this is where we splintered off. We were at the Herta pits, and you were gonna go
back to the car,
walk a mile to get you know whatever your shit.
It's like a mile and a half, but yeah,
right.
Whatever. We got a lot of exercise.
We walked
fine.
A lot that day.
It's fine.
I walked 4.1 miles. You probably walked 8.
Yeah, we probably walked 8, and then we went to the beach and walked 6 more.
Yeah, walking really is pretty good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
My legs are a little wobbly. I did legs today. I should have never.
Anyway, we went down to Paso Grill and went all the way from the south end to the Don Cesar and back.
So, that's Anna, why'd you almost go to prison? Because you're Jewish.
So, we get back to the car, and we had already been through security one time, and they did not check our bag at all. They, like, barely, like, put their head in. They don't even look, and they're just like, all right, you're good, no problem, I don't care. So, I'm like, Blitz, I kind of want to start drinking today because it's a nice day. It's Sunday.
Got some claws.
Yeah, we had some claws. We had some like vodka sodi. So I'm like, fuck, they weren't even checking our bags. We might as well just like sneak some stuff in.
Nick them in.
Right. Yeah, and Blitz was a little bit apprehensive, and he was like, you know, they said, and
because you know he's Johnny Negative.
Well, they had, threatened, like, oh, if you get caught bringing something in, like, we'll call the police. I'm like, fuck
it
that.
Says, the rules, Bubba, literally say, like, you're not allowed to bring any kind of liquids, waters, anything, and if you do, we're going to confiscate them. If you try to bring in alcohol, we're going to call the police and have you arrested. That's what it literally says on the sign.
So I was like, come get me, hoes! So I put three drinks in my backpack. I put them like in a plastic bag, and then I pile some stuff over it, thinking that you know they're not even going to look in our bag. Well, then we have like
hold on. By the way, her bag is like a one section little tiny little bag. It's not like a whole backpack.
It's a mini backpack.
I saw it. That looks brown. It's a little mini backpack.
Yeah, yeah. Very
observant. I had a full backpack with like three separate compartments. And
it's
all
like
that.
A purse backpack.
I saw yours. It's like a real little. I saw it. It's
yeah,
brown.
Little,
it's got a little draw. Got a little drawstring to it.
Yeah.
Pepper.
Yeah. So I throw the drinks in there and we get in line, and then all of a sudden it's like Fort Knox in there. Like the guy's like really going through shit, and I'm like, oh no. So Blitz is like, give me just one of them. I'm
I said,
like,
give me
okay.
one of your drinks. That way, like, if nothing else, I can still have one going through and you can have it.
Yeah, so we get in there. Motherfucker, well, let's tell him what he said to you, and then I'll say what he said to me.
Okay, so he opened my backpack up, and I had like four or five waters in there, and then a Truly underneath at the very bottom. And he looked, he kind of peeked in and looked, and then grabbed the bottom, and like he was like, oh, there's something in here. I'll just keep going.
Yeah, so then I'm like, what? So then he grabs mine, and he's like feeling it. He can feel it. He goes, oh, well, this feels suspicious. Well,
he's like, you don't have it open. So she had to open it.
Yeah, so he's like, open up your bag. I'm like, okay. So he starts feeling around. He's like, oh, well, this feels suspicious.
So she had both drinks in a plastic, you know, like a Publix bag.
Yeah,
and he kind of grabbed it out and looked at it.
Yeah, and he like groped them, and he knew exactly what they were. And he's like, oh, this looks suspicious. All right, well, there you go. Have a great day. And I went, did I just get caught and let go? What the fuck?
Those people didn't care one bit. He was like, oh, you got something in your bag. He's like, keep going.
He's like, have fun. And he's like, have a great day. Have fun.
He goes, oh, well, this looks really suspicious. Well, have a good day.
Remember when I was clearing customs in West Palm from the Bahamas and I had Viagra and Percocets
right.
with me?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And
that's
so
a party right there.
I have Viagra and Percocets with me. I think I've told the story once before.
Fucking for 6 hours straight.
And I'm on my private plane, my Cessna 414.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's me, Heather. Tyler and Julia, and mm-hmm. it's like a little family, and my pilot Mike Tidwell.
Yep,
and we're flying back. We spent like 5 days there.
Nice.
And he deadheaded. We were there so long, Blitz. I deadheaded him back.
Sure.
So he comes to pick us up, you know, when I want him to, Millionaire Row, and he's like, "Hey,
for those who don't know, deadheaded means the pilot flies you there, drops you off, and the pilot flies back with the plane."
Yeah, and then a lot of times you'll just keep the pilot there for if you're only
like one or two nights.
Yeah. But you know, it gets to a point where you can't put him up at the fucking at the Atlantis.
Right, and you got to pay him, you know, to be there because they're still working. Yeah.
So anyway, I deadheaded him back. So he comes back, picks me up, and we're flying back. He's like, "Hey, we're gonna clear customs in West Palm Beach. It's a lot quicker. They got a private airport.
Mm-hmm.
They got a private FBO where the where private planes can clear customs a lot faster. Every time I come in, I don't clear through Miami. I clear through West Palm
right.
Beach.
A lot of small times too. If you just call them on the radio and say, "Hey, we're coming in," blah blah blah, and you stop and all, they tell you just go ahead and go.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll literally tell you if you hit the ground,
yeah,
and you're taxiing to the FBO, they may say, "Number one, first you can like go ahead and taxi back on runway 1L and go ahead and have a good day."
Yeah, you're clear. You go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they make you stop.
Yeah,
right.
So we pull in. Well, you know, there's like a citation. There's a citation ahead of us. A nice jet compared to my twin prop Willie.
Okay.
And so, I get the kids out. I get Heather out, and I get out. You got to bring your bags. You have to bring your personal luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the option to go look inside your plane, and they have the option to run a dog through your plane as well. And you're supposed to leave your doors open and your luggage compartments, if you have any outside luggage compartments, leave it all open. And very rarely, Blitz, do they run a dog through you. Very rarely. And very right. rarely do they ramp check you. Very rarely do they actually go look at your car.
Sure.
You know, unless they suspect you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the people that were in the jet are ahead of us, and it's just literally like a little conveyor belt and little, like it's just literally like you're a little mini TSA.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're probably 5 minutes ahead of us. We're getting all of our luggage. I get the kids, get my wallet, whole nine yards. Well, by the time we get in there, they're already processed, and there's a woman handcuffed to like a bench, and she's crying.
Oh.
Now, my Percocets and my Viagra, I didn't really kayfabe them. I didn't really hide them or nothing. I just had them in a bottle. And I think I might have had prescriptions for both, but not on me.
Right.
And they were in the same bottle as well,
mm-hmm.
which is illegal.
Everybody does that, but yeah, you're not allowed to.
So Tidwell and the pilot, you know how pilots talk?
Mm-hmm.
So Tidwell's talking, pilot talked to this dude. And he goes, "Hey, what's wrong with your clients?" He goes, she had four pain pills in her aspirin bottle.
Oh.
And they went through them, and they have her handcuffed. I don't know if they're going to arrest her or what they're going to do. But
it's a felony.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, holy shit.
And you're like, oh, dear God.
So we're just getting ready to throw our shit up on the fucking conveyor belts. The kids are being, you know, my kids are always well-behaved. Heather, I tell Heather, I think I'm fucked.
Yeah, jack up the boobs.
She's like, what?
Yeah.
I go,
give me your prison wallet.
I think I'm fucked. She's like, what do you mean? I go, I mean, you know, Blitz, I got to bring some Viagra. So
put this bottle where they'll never find it.
Put this in your sniz. And she's like, So hold on. Now, they have a manifest. They know you're coming. Like your pilot radios ahead and gives them your name,
yeah,
and your Florida driver's license. So they know you're coming.
Yeah, they kind of look you up first.
So they ran me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just 2 months prior to that, I was hurt in Miami at the time.
Yeah.
Just 2 months prior on the Cox Classic Rocker 93.1. And just 2 months prior, I had did a Bubba's Bikes for Badges down there and raised like $21,000 for a fallen police officer, a Florida Highway Patrolman who Blitz got. He was doing a traffic stop, and you know how like a guy gets too close and hits the officer and killed him.
But it was just a mistake, like an accident?
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was just
he wasn't trying to hit him.
A guy wasn't paying attention and,
clipped him. But...
Yeah, clipped him and killed him. So 2 months earlier, 60 days prior, I'd been to Miami and presented this widow with a $21,000, $22,000 check. And so the custom guys, and my name, when my pilot submitted it, my name says Bubba the Love Sponge Clem.
Yeah, that's your legal name. That's on your ID.
Right. And so they knew Blitz, hey, that's that radio guy that, just did our boys a solid.
Right.
And so I go there and I got my ID out. And he goes, which one of you is Bubba? And I go, me. And he goes, you know what, sir? Thank you for what you did for that widow. Get your stuff and get on out of here.
That's awesome.
And I was like, they didn't x-ray our shit, Blitz.
Nice.
They didn't do nothing. And I was, oh, my God. I was like, fuck, the bitch that's ahead of me is probably going to go to fucking jail. And I got probably more pills than her.
I would hope so.
She had 3 pain pills. Hell, I had fucking 26 pain pills and,
those are good old days.
And 18 Viagras with fucking Cialis kickers.
Nice.
Maybe a couple Somas and some Ambiens. Maybe. Maybe not.
Those
were in Tyler's butthole. I had to poop him out later.
Jesus.
Just kidding.
Are you?
I don't know, that's the closest I've been to. Not the closest. I've actually been to jail.
Yeah, didn't you say for like
a
night?
Am I the only guy that's been to jail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lummy, you ever been to jail?
Nope.
And I was in really, like, not jail. I was kind of in celebrity VIP jail. I mean, me and Brent just sat there, got our picture taken, and signed autographs for all the deputies until I got bailed out.
Mm-hmm.
I was there about a total of an hour. We're sitting there. These black guys are on the phone because you get one phone call. And this black guy goes, Jerome, motherfucking Bubba the Love Sponge is in this motherfucker.
Yeah, and the motherfucker's white.
He's white. Motherfucker killed a pig, and he's up in this motherfucker. I'm going to talk to him. And Blitz, they only allow, like, Nat Geo and some stupid, like, they don't allow football and shit because it gets people riled up.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm out of here. I got a meeting. I do have to go, like, immediately.
I think we're almost done signing. Me and Anna have signed them on. Lummy's got the last little bit.
Lummy, then listen, Dr. Dan's tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And Brian's later today. Will you coordinate that for me, buddy?
Yes.
Have you talked with Brian at all?
Yeah, he said, holy shit, when I told him how many.
Okay.
And that was the last thing you said. Says he'll be here in a little bit.
Oh, okay, he's coming here.
Will you coordinate that for me?
Sure will.
I love you.
Love you too.
I love you all.
Love you.
Love you too, Sponge.
See you later.
Bye.